people can change. December 23rd, 1978, my life started to change, and it all started with changed people. Do you believe that people can change? I do. The beauty of Christmas is that people can change, and they can do incredible things. God believes in people, and he chooses to work in them and through them. Paul the Apostle says it so clearly, we are therefore Christ's ambassadors. As though God were making his appeal through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. 2 Corinthians 5:20. And also, for it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose. Philippians 3:13. My life started changing because Glenn Smith's life had changed, and he decided to share his faith with hockey players at the University of Ottawa. Someone had shared with my big sister, and she felt called to pray for me and the whole family. Someone else shared the good news with my big brother Mickey, and his life had changed. Each life touched by God was playing a part in changing the lives of hurting and lost people, like me and like you. I'll never forget the night when everyone's efforts and prayers came into my life. I just yelled at my brother and told him I would never receive Jesus. That religion didn't work. To my surprise, he didn't yell back or argue with me, and he simply fell to his knees and started to silently pray. Something gripped me to the depth of my core. It still does. I fell to my knees and started to cry and cry and cry. 10 years of anger, hurt, and bitterness started to seep into the carpet. I surrendered that night to a relationship with Jesus. My brother led me in a simple prayer. Lord Jesus, come into my life. I give it to you, and I invite you in. The Bible promises that, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name. John chapter 1, verse 12. I'll never forget the two things that I asked in return for my surrender. God, please give me a love for life and heal my relationship with my dad. What are you asking Jesus for? And what will he give you for Christmas? And what will you give him? Never forget that you're a miracle. And I'm your friend, Paul Marc Goulet.